Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm not going to speak for him, but I know just demeanor and just seeing him in the locker room after the games, he wants us to win. You know, he wants to win when he's the quarterback. He wants us to win when he's not the quarterback. I think that's the main thing I would say, but I can't speak for him in terms of what's on his mind, but I do know that he's motivated and wants us to win football games.
That's T. Martin talking about Lamar Jackson. And look, if you've heard me talk about this, I've said it before, I don't think wins and losses go by quarterbacks' names, and they shouldn't. You don't play half of the game. Why are you getting the win? I feel the same way with pitchers in baseball. But if there was one cat that deserved or at least had to have that win and loss record by his name because he's had so much effect on the game, it's Lamar.
Yeah.
And you can clearly see it now. When the point spread swung, they usually say it's like 7 points to 10 points for a quarterback. The point spread went 11.5 points the other way when they ruled him out when they were facing the Texans. It's just, that's crazy. That's like those, you were supposed to be a double digit favorite over the Texans that week.
Mm-hmm.
And instead you were 1.5 point underdog.
Yeah.
It's incredible to me, man. Like, I do think that he has such an impact on the game that you definitely deserve to, you know, have that win and loss put up there, at least be mentioned. But he has such a huge impact, not just on the offense, but on the defense as well.
It's an impact on the whole, it's an impact on the city, honestly. I mean, that's how big his shadow is. So, I mean, it's like, because when the team doesn't do well, this is a different place. If you notice how few people are wearing purple, as compared to like when they're playing well, cars with flags on them, got people wearing purple to work.
Everything's decked out.
Everything. Now, I don't notice it. I don't see anybody wearing Ravens gear right now. See, well, you know, I did see some kids trying on jerseys. I went to Dick's to buy. What was I buying there? I don't remember. Some gym stuff. Under Armour shirts. But I saw some kids with their mom buying Ravens jerseys. Oh, thank goodness. That's like, good to see. But yeah, and he truly impacts, because he impacts the team so much, it impacts the city.
Yeah, and then again, looking at it's watching the games, and you're seeing, like, people are like, Lamar can't win the MVP because he has Derrick Henry in the backfield and he's running for 2,000 yards. I think people would look at it now saying, maybe Lamar's a big part of the reason why he ran for 2,000 yards. You don't want to take anything away from Derrick Henry, because I think he can do that in any year. I think they both help each other.
Yeah.
But to what extent are we looking at it? So I just think that some people misconstrue this and kind of get into, quarterback's the most important position on the field, and that's what he has such an impact on the game. As far as I was listening to the best backup of all time, the guy with the backwards hat, that Chase Daniels. I call him the best backup quarterback of all time because he did was sign big contracts and never played and made money. But he was talking about what it's like being a quarterback in the NFL. And at that 15-second mark, when it cuts out of, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine when we thought Greg Roman was putting plays in late so Lamar couldn't change it. And then he gives it to him at the last second with 15. Then you got to get up to the line. You got to tell everybody what the play is. Yeah. Get up to the line and snap the ball. You don't have time to change it if the defense is.
No.
So you want to get plays in early. And I don't know. I think you have one of the best players to ever play this game. And you see how much you miss him on a weekly basis because of, like, if he's out there, you have a shot to win every game.
Yeah. And I don't think we have to qualify it anymore by saying I think or possibly. He's one of the greatest players to ever played a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's all said and done, he's retired. He's going to be one of the greatest. And when they do the top 100 of all time, he's going to be very, very high on that list.
Yep. He should be. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the fan.
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Ed, by the way, that was a great comeback by the Washington Capitals last night, man.
It was.
1-0.
Yep.
But, yeah, fellas, I mean, Lamar has obviously been the most important part to our success here in Baltimore offensively with the Ravens. Every time that man's on the field, something amazing is going to happen. And it's obviously clear and visible that without him out there, we are a much different team. In closing, I just really hope that the rest of our offensive players can really step their game up and really level up to the amount of, you know, to Lamar's game, and it'll be exciting to have the man back.
Appreciate the phone call, Kev. Good stuff, as always. Yeah. Let's grab Daryl in Baltimore. He wants to comment. Daryl, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, man. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Lamar is like putting a round peg in a square hole, man. He just he guy that does it because the Ravens' offensive line is not a good pass-blocking line. And so every week he has to go out there and deal with that, man. And he makes the offensive line so much better. And because they're not really a pass blocking line, they're a run blocking line. The peg and a square hole. But he makes it all work because that's mainly because of him.
Yeah, the one thing I don't want to see, Daryl, and appreciate the phone call, is, you know, you get content with him being able to make plays behind a bad offensive line. And it's like, well, we can allocate money elsewhere. I don't think they would do that. But yeah. You got to keep him up. You get what I'm saying? Because he's so good at creating extra time. It's like, well, if we're not as good there, we're okay. No, protect him and see how great he can be. And even now, was it 10 touchdowns and one pick this year?
Mm-hmm.
Could have had more interceptions, a couple are dropped, but that goes through any year.
That's anybody, yeah. And then he'll get the ones where, you know, the receiver bounces one and it goes into somebody's hands. So they,
inevitably.
They even out.
But, you know, when you're looking at this team, I think getting an extension done with him or at least trying to get something done is imperative. And I think if they're going to make a move, Ed, I know they're $8 million under the cap. If you wanted to make some sort of swap and see what makes sense for another team, that's something you should look at, is trying to restructure him. And again, it's easier said than done because we don't know how much he wants or what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet it's more than what Josh Allen got.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet that.
I would bet it's going to be, yes.
And I'm a gambling man, so, yeah. Anyway, I just, looking at the Ravens here, you know what the prognosis is if he's not playing. It's not good. They're not winning. So
if he comes back, I'm not sure they're winning right now. The defense has got to, it has to improve. I mean, if this last weekend is a glimpse of what they can be, okay. But you could have Lamar. He's not going to score 45 points a game.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what you'd have to do if you're going to give up 30 something.
You can get in at 10-7.
You can,
but I think you need the Steelers to go 10-7 and beat them twice.
Yeah, you have to count on that. I was going to say you have to count the Steelers not winning the division.
I think the Ravens have basically one break point. And what I mean by that is the whole thing in tennis: you get your break point, you're up, add in, add out, whatever. That you have house money to play with. Almost, you have one loss, I think, left this year if you want to get in.
Yeah.
Without basically saying you need everybody else's help. You're still going to need help.
Yeah.
But if you get two losses, I really feel like then you need other teams to do what
because you also have to look at the West. I mean, I don't think the Chargers or the Broncos are as good as we anticipated. They're good. I think they're good teams. But the Broncos barely got by the Jets. The Chargers now have two losses, right? So it's like...
Yeah, and I think you'd expect one team to come out of the North, so... It'd be really difficult.
That's
what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm saying, definitely. We're going to get one. We're not getting a wild card, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. So winning the division.
I think you have to look at the West and you're really competing against that division.
It's going to be a fun ride here. And you get 2 weeks to kind of take a little reprieve from it because it hasn't been fun the past six games. All right. More coming up with the Ravens. Don't forget Shovels and Mike Bordick a little bit later this hour. But up next, if the Ravens climb out of a 1-5 hole and make the playoffs, will it be Harbaugh's greatest coaching triumph? We want to hear from you. 410-583-105.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
5-7. Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here. Want to take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. If the Ravens climb out of a 1-5 hole and make the playoffs, is this Harbaugh's greatest coaching triumph? I mean, I still have to say, is it a great coaching triumph to dig a hole and dig yourself out of it?
Did he dig the hole?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, so it's not fair. I don't think he dug this hole.
And I don't think if they get out of it, it's all because of him.
No, but I think, you know what, though, people, all these people that are calling his, you know, his firing stuff, if they come back healthy, a couple guys come back. Not everybody's come back. Madubuike's out. If Lamar comes back, Ricard comes back, Roquan comes back, all of a sudden you get some key pieces back, and they go on a run, and they end up, you know, whatever, losing two games the rest of the season, one game. And they can do it. They've done it in the past. They've had hot runs like this. It's a talented team. I want to hear what they say about Harvard. Then it won't be his doing.
Yeah.
Right now, all the problems are the coach. Coach sucks. Coach sucks. Get rid of everybody.
It's easy
Orr sucks.
Do that.
Coach sucks. Harbaugh sucks. Orr sucks. Everybody sucks. If they come back, these people will never say, "Wow, they did a good job." It'll be, "Oh, it was Lamar."
And you know me, I'm not a Harbaugh guy at all.
I know.
But if they do, he deserves some of this credit.
Of course
he's
does.
A part of it, and
yeah.
That's what I get into. This, like, it's not all or nothing. You ain't gotta put all your, you know, your chips in the MTV basket and hope that works out for you like Ricky Bobby
right,
did.
Yes.
It's just not, you know, like, there's a lion's share of blame to go around when things go wrong, and the same thing when things are going right. It's not because of one singular person. It's
yes.
a group. It's a team effort.
There's enough things going wrong. I've seen plenty that I don't like. And some of it goes to the coaches. I think the defense looks confused. They can't tackle. I don't get it. Then again, on the offense, I mean, everybody loves Monken. He's got a real track record. I hated the tush push twice. Why is Cooper Rush on the field? It's like you put a potted plant behind the Andrews. Like, what's he doing there? Put somebody in there. Put a lineman. Put in Kohler. Have him push.
Something.
What are you doing?
Like, anything. It just doesn't make sense. Have him run out wide. Like,
yes. Put in Snoop. Have him do it. Or have him in the backfield where it looks like a tush push. Now he's, you know, it's a jet sweep to your quarterback.
They know exactly what's happening when you're going. It's like, you're not the type of team, I think, that can tell them what you're going to run at that point in time and still get it. Maybe it would have been different if it was Henry off tackle with Ricard in there. Maybe
yes.
That's a little bit different.
That's a totally different thing.
But do you, you know, when it comes down to Harbaugh, I feel like it's all or nothing with him and with the fan base. He's been here for a long time. And as I've said this before, like if you go up to Pittsburgh and talk to their fans, they're going to say the same stuff that you're saying about Harbaugh, about Tomlin. The longer you're here, the more that people are going to poke holes in what you're doing and criticize you when things don't go well. And when you have, I don't want to say visions of grandeur, but like if you have these ideas that you're going to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, he tried to stomp that Super Bowl or bust thing out initially, like, oh, it's not Super Bowl or bust. And every fan thought it was, and now you're 1-5. Now they're coming, they're going to come back after you. But this is not solely his fault. And the one thing I want to bring up is if his worst feature is being loyal to his assistant coaches, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. But at some point, you have to bite that bullet if it's not working. And he's done that before. They were going to fire Jim Caldwell until the Lions said, can we hire him? Yeah, go ahead and get him. Yeah. You guys can have him.
Yeah.
The many faces of Jim Caldwell. This is the same every time. That dumbass face. But again, like I criticize him. I criticize a lot of coaches because I think there's just a lot of bad clock management around the league. And it's something that's so simple to clean up. It's so simple to clean up to look at it. When should you call timeouts? When you shouldn't call them. I feel like coaches do this all the time. I'm sitting there watching the games going, what are we doing? I've talked about Gannon with the Cardinals. 3rd and 8. It's 2:12 left.
Yeah.
You pick up the first down, you win. And you're running, you're handing it off and getting tackled for a 2-yard gain and punting it back and just letting it run to the 2 minute. Congrats, you got 8 more seconds. Is that what it doesn't? You could have picked up the first down and won the game. Just dumb stuff, man. And you see it all the time. The one thing I could say about Harbaugh is he's not quite Dan Campbell, but he is aggressive. And I like that. I think in this day and age, in this league, you have to be more aggressive than kind of laid back and saying, oh, we'll just lay it up here.
I
go ahead and tin cup it. Break out that driver and just
use a 7-iron.
Yeah. It's like.
I don't know what to say anyway. This is because if you were going to assess right now why we're talking about this, why we're here, what would it be? What would be the biggest factor?
I mean, the biggest factor, in all honesty, is injuries.
Thank you.
It goes back to the baseball season. Yeah. You guys can point at certain things. The biggest reason they fell apart was injuries. Does that mean they were going to make the postseason with the group they had? No, but you can't tell me they were going to play that bad. I mean, you on this team, you lost, what was it, 7 All-Pros?
Yeah.
Or Pro Bowlers?
14 started, 7 All-Pros.
That's a ton.
It's the team. It's ridiculous. Seriously.
And your bread and butter was stopping the run up front, and your whole defensive line got hurt. Yeah. The whole team.
The whole line, yes. The whole team.
It's just ridiculous. When you went to play Kansas City, you had 4 guys up from the practice squad.
Yes.
You know, like, it's, yeah, injuries are the main reason that things have gone awry, but there's other things you could look at too and say that's part of it.
Yes, but I think if you had that the talent you had at the beginning of the season on the field, it could make up for bad coaching decisions, a bad play call, thing like that.
If we did a pie chart, it's the biggest piece of the pie.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no question. Yeah. In my mind, I mean, you guys can pinpoint, I know there are certain people that don't like Harbaugh and want him gone, and you're going to blame him no matter what. People that don't like Lamar. I mean, we had a guy call in saying Lamar should have played on a torn hamstring, right? Get out there with a hamstring. What is that? No, it's very important. I don't question the guys when it comes to injuries. And I was surprised there were so many people thinking that Lamar did this intentionally. Like,
that makes me very angry.
That's just, come on, man.
I'm not related to Lamar, but I don't like people questioning his character because I don't believe he's that guy at all.
Just unbelievable, man. All right. Well, we're going to talk more Ravens. We'll get we've got so much to discuss today. More Ravens with Kevin Allstriker in the 9 o'clock hour. Daily Lions coming up a little bit later. We got Mike Bordick, and you know, coming up next though, we're going to get to shovels. We have, I have a good one, but I want to hear, what are you doing with your shovel today?
What am I doing? I'm going after the NFL and officiating because you know what? Yeah, it's true. You're going to want to hear this. What we've all thought. Yeah, it's actually true.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give my shovel to people that make their minds up of whether a TV show is going to be good or bad before they've seen it. Because I got one that I think everybody should be watching. And I agree with you. When it came out, I'm going, that looks so dumb. But it's actually really good. I'll tell you what that show is. And we'll get into more of that when we come back in the Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. All right, it's time for shovels. If you have one, 410-583-1057. Jeremy Conrad Norris, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is off. Ed, who's getting your shovel?
The NFL, specifically officiating. Yes. all the things people have talked about for years, all the memes, the complaints from Ravens fans, Bills fans, everybody, it is 100% true. They favor the Chiefs. Check this out. University of UTEP, Texas El Paso, right? Researchers analyzed 13,000 penalty calls from 2015 to 23. They found that postseason officiating apparently favored the Kansas City Chiefs disproportionately, especially during the Mahomes era. Just a couple of key findings here. Opponents' defensive penalty in Chiefs playoff games were more likely to produce first downs. That's a killer. Killer. Keeps drives alive. More likely to produce first downs when the defense played the Chiefs. More subjective calls, that examples like roughing the passer and things like that, appeared at elevated rates, favoring KC in postseason. So if you want to find more, visit UTEP. Study reveals how financial pressure shapes NFL officiating judges. So when it mentions financial pressure, I think you should take a look at this. Because it sounds like what everybody thinks. Because it's the Chiefs, they want eyes on the Chiefs. They want to keep them relevant, keep them good. Not saying it's the reason they're always good, but I'm saying some of the game, that Lions game was egregious. Egregious. I mean, the PI call, the Kelce catch that was on the floor. You can use it if it can hit the floor if you have possession, the ground, whatever. He dropped it on the ground. That was not a catch.
It's no question.
It's not a catch. It's like, and it's like, this just, it feeds it. But apparently 13,000 reviewed penalties reveal exactly what people have been talking about.
Remember last year when the Ravens had the Chiefs, or what was it, 2 years ago when they had them in the opener and they were going to reinforce all the rules about lining up offsides, and the Ravens got called for it 5 times in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think they called anybody for it the rest of the year. It just went away.
And then no penalties called against the Chiefs against the Lions. Not one.
Well, my shovel is going to go to, for a buddy of mine and anybody that hears something from someone they trust and just roll their eyes. Meaning, told a friend of mine, they should be watching the TV show Chad Powers. That's on, is it Apple? I think it's Apple. I can't remember. Hulu. Thank you, Joe. Hulu. Perfect app for Baltimore. Hulu. Chad Powers is basically the character that was created by, I don't know who did it first, Jared Goff, and then Eli Manning did it. But it's about a story of a college football player that commits one of the biggest sins, and that's dropping the ball in front of the goal line, and he costs his team, and then he gets vilified, and he knocks over a cancer patient and all this other stuff. So he decides to go undercover and go back to a college that needs a quarterback and try to play. It's essentially, and this is what I like, I want to tell people, IMDb has 7.4 here. It's a fun show. It's a good show. Like, I told people to watch Stick, which was like golf Ted Lasso. This is Mrs. Doubtfire with football. I'm telling you, like, if you watch it, I'm just reading through. These are some of the user reviews. Glenn Powell is terrific here. Mrs. Doubtfire's draft day. Funnier than expected. From Robin Williams would smile watching this. It's a football TV show that has a lot of funny stuff in it, like Steve Zahn's in it. And I mean, you may not recognize that name, but there's a bunch of people that you'll recognize in the TV show. Mm-hmm. But it's so well done. I just watched the 4th episode last night and it really, really good stuff. So I'm telling people, go check. Yes, it looks so corny. But when I told my buddy, I said, have I ever given you a bad show? He's like, no. I mean, you may have given me a show that I didn't really enjoy, but I could see why you liked it. This is one of those ones that I think people are missing out, that they're not going to watch it because it looks stupid, but I'm telling you, it's a good show. And speaking of that, you were talking about, you watched Baltimoreans.
Yes.
You went to the theater and saw it.
Yeah, the Senator.
I thought it was so cool. I'm looking at it, and I see the title, and I go on IMDb, and I'm scrolling through it, and I go, what the hell? Rob Phoenix?
Yeah.
For anybody that doesn't know, if you listen to Playmakers back in the day, Silent Rob was Rob Phoenix. And Rob Phoenix is in this movie. He's been doing some improv and stuff. My old producer, what a great guy. And I was so happy to see that he was in this movie. And you told me he's basically playing a good dude.
Yeah,
he is.
He's the good friend in the movie.
So if you guys get a chance, check out Baltimoreans.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a traditional Christmas movie for Baltimoreans.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's surrounded.
It's set at Christmas. It's on Christmas Eve. It's one day. It's Christmas Eve.
And you liked it.
Yeah.
It's good. All right. Cosign. I'm going to have to check it out. Lots of, by the way, there's lots of good TV on if you're into that sort of thing. Lots of great shows. Task was one of them that just ended. I keep telling, well, I don't know if it ended or if there's one more episode, but that's a show that a lot of people should be watching. The creator of Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
They're the ones that wrote that, and pretty good stuff. Anyway, all right, we're going to get back to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. If you guys want to get in talking Ravens, Orioles. I did see some people on social media tweeting at Hunter Green after the comments. I know my buddy Eric Arditi from Barstool had already, you like crab cakes? I think that's the first thing that anybody sends to a player that the Orioles or Ravens might be interested in. Do you like crab cakes? Well, this is the place for you. I do think this is going to be one of the more exciting off seasons. We talked about Luis Rojas being interviewed by the Orioles as a possible candidate, took the Dominican team to a championship, and he managed the Mets, right? Got in. He got in there at a bad time to manage the Mets.
But he got there on COVID.
Yep.
He was a coach there, but then he takes over in 2020. And like, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, there are lots of options there of what they can look at. Ryan Flaherty was a front runner as well. So I just think that on the Orioles front, this is going to be an exciting offseason, but we got to get that first domino to fall, and that's who's the next manager of your Baltimore Orioles. And I was saying too, Ed, like with him having the connections in the Dominican and with us building that facility, if they do sign him, is that a good sign of, you know, knowing these players down there, talking to them? You have someone that they're familiar with, or at least they...
I think so.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean seriously, people gravitate. First of all, this... It's not just the same language, it's the same culture, it's the same country, it's like, it's everything. I mean, not saying he couldn't go to Venezuela and recruit players,
yeah,
because he's Latino, but I think it makes a big difference if it's your country. Like, you know, there's plenty of Dominicans in Puerto Rico. They go there, actually they go there to come here.
Mm-hmm.
They make, you know, they kind of make believe they're American citizens and then come here. I know this because I've been down there 30 times and my friends are Puerto Rican. They tell me this goes on. I'm like, that's fine. So there's plenty of down there, and there's plenty of Puerto Rican players you want.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, look, I think it's if this ends up being their guy, I said this before. I know I'm in the minority here with the way people talked about it this year. I trust Mike Elias in making a decision with the manager. I thought Brandon Hyde was a good manager. It's just sad the way that things turned out.
I heard he's interested in the San Francisco job.
Who, Hyde?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'd like to see him get another managerial job. He's a good manager.
He spoke with Buster Posey last week.
Did he?
Yeah. Yes,
I forget Buster Posey's the GM there now.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, all right. Well, hey, I want to give away some tickets here. 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see My Chemical Romance on August 18th at Nationals Park. Courtesy of Live Nation, caller number 5, 410-583-1057. Going to be giving that away. Coming up next hour, we're going to get a chance to do the Daily Line, talk to Kevin Ostreicher about the Ravens. Really interesting. I think this is a tough NFL week. It's a lot of, like, teams that are better than the home team going on the road to face them. You know what I mean? Like a middling team versus a bad team.
Yeah.
And who do you want to take? Do you want to take the Jets plus the points? Do you want to take... It's a lot. The Vikings at home against the Eagles. There's a lot of weird games with spreads this weekend, and I'm sure we'll get into it throughout the week. But coming up next, we're going to talk to Mike Bordick, get a little bit of his thoughts on what's going on in the postseason, and talk about this Orioles managerial search. That's coming up right here on 105.7 The Fan. Welcome back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Con, Ed Norris here with you. We're going to welcome in Mike Bordick. Mike, first off, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Ed and I here with you. Tell everybody about the podcast real quick and where they can find it.
Oh, my gosh. What a way to start. Well, check out the Be More Sports Pod. It's called the Be More Baseball Podcast. Me and Coleman have had some great guests on here recently. Our newest guest, Jeff Conine. How about that one?
Oh, Niner.
Yeah, so much fun. He was a fan favorite for sure. And he's back in the game with the Marlins. Of course, his son is on that team. But it was great revisiting with him because he had a great career. He really did. And his story is just what baseball is really all about. Got drafted in like the 56th round as a pitcher and became a two-time All-Star and two-time World Series champ. So great interview. Love Jeff Conine, one of my all-time favorite teammates.
Absolutely.
So check it out.
Check it out. Well,
let's
start with, before we get to the oral question, I just want to talk about the postseason here. What do you think of it, if you're taking a 10,000-foot view? I find this to be one of the more exciting postseasons we've had. Seattle, that game with the Tigers and the Mariners was incredible. The scorebook was 13 strikeouts in six innings. They go 15 innings. They lose the game. It's like, it's just been one. I have no dog in this fight, but I find these games very exciting.
I love it, man. There ain't nothing better than postseason baseball, if you ask me, because you're seeing kind of some old school stuff. They're playing more real baseball, at least the teams that are winning, putting the ball in play, executing bunt plays, executing bunt defenses, you know, and things show up, and a pitcher's getting taken out too early or not, right? When Gosman got taken out the other day, everybody's like, golly, man. And Scooble could have pitched 15 innings the other day if they wanted. And so it's really exciting. I love the postseason. I think the teams that have been in it are great. If you ask me, more people want to see the Red Sox and the Yankees bump than want to see them in the World Series. So getting them out of there has really made it intriguing for a lot of us fans. You know, the Blue Jays in the American League East and what they've done, I think, going from last place to first place is exciting. The Mariners, are you kidding me? What a story. This could be the first time ever in the World Series. So a lot of really good stuff. And, of course, the juggernaut of the Dodgers going against the Brewers. It's really kind of captivating. It's captivating me, that's for sure, as a baseball fan, and a lot of people that I talk to are really enjoying it as well.
Yeah, talking to Mike Bordick here about the Orioles, the postseason. I want to get your thoughts on the Orioles managerial search. It sounds like they just they're talking to Luis Rojas, the third base coach from the Yankees. Ryan Flaherty was a favorite here, at least one of the front runners. What do you think about who they should bring in, and should it be someone with experience, or are you okay if they bring in someone that might be a little bit green, like a Ryan Flaherty?
Yeah, I'm okay with that, because I think managers have changed. They've evolved, I think, along with analytics in the game. And I think to find a manager that understands baseball, obviously, you need that, because you're going to gain respect in the clubhouse. But somebody that can relate, I think, more to the modern player. An analytic-driven player is a lot different than a player 20 years ago. And to be able to communicate with them and give them the right kind of message going forward, I just think Flaherty's been around the right kind of guys in baseball, too. I mean, he's a baseball guy, grew up in a baseball family, been around Buck Showalter, played for him, so understands the importance of the detail of the game, winning on the margins, I mean, with the Cubs, obviously. So, yeah, I like Ryan Flaherty, and I don't think you need a crusty, old, salty veteran baseball guy to come in and lead a group of young players nowadays. I just think understanding the analytics and still communication is king, and I believe in that. So you better be a good leader and know how to communicate with guys nowadays as well.
What do you think about Hyde's future? I mean, I heard he talked to Buster Posey. You know, Giants are of interest. Do you think he's going to be managing back in the majors very soon?
I'm not sure about that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think he was an interesting pick, if you ask me, by Mike Elias. I know he was well-respected in baseball. I know he's come up with some managers that are now in the game, and so he is well-respected. But just how things kind of went, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody hires him, but maybe as a bench coach or a base coach right now, and he'll get his way back, and he'll have his opportunities to manage again. I do think he's well-respected, especially, you know, the turnaround going from a team for 4 years, the worst team in baseball, all of a sudden being the best team in the American League East and arguably baseball, but it's pretty impressive. So he's got a nice little resume about him. He's well respected in the game, and I think he's definitely going to be back in it, but maybe not in the manager's seat right away.
So Mike Borg joining us here. Last thing for you, who do you like to get to the World Series? Can any one of these teams come back from being down 2-0?
Ooh, it's going to be tough, man. It is really going to be tough. I love the Brewers as a team. I think what they've done is showed that, you know, baseball can win against the powerhouse money teams. But I just think the Dodgers are just so dang deep. And, oh, my gosh, and they've got all their arms arrested. They can flip anybody they want out there because of that performance last night. I mean, they're letting the starters go. This is kind of cool to see, too, isn't it? Watching a starter get a complete game in the postseason, wow, I just love that. And I think there are more pitchers that want to do that than not, to be honest with you, because I just think that is such a badge of honor, of just working your butt off and understanding what you have to do to carve up a lineup, and a great lineup at that. That was really impressive and so much fun to watch.
Absolutely. And that's why I think this has been so much fun, because the performances have been so stellar. Like, I want to go back to the game I referenced in the beginning of the conversation. Skubal. He struck out 13 batters in six innings against an outstanding team. That wasn't some scrub team he faced. I mean, he faced the Mariners. I mean, they have much power, and they couldn't touch him. Like, I haven't seen anything like that in ages.
Exactly. And that's the thing we as fans long for. So when they pull pitchers out the regular season after, you know, the fifth inning, knowing they can grit and grind through and figure out a way, because they're competitors by nature, we long for it. And when we see it now in the postseason, give us more, man, because that is what the game is about. It really is. It can't just be a made-up number saying, oh, you've hit that magic number, come on out of the game now. No, it's about competing and letting these guys go, and we're seeing the best of it right now.
Borty, appreciate it as always, man. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yeah, good talk, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Mike's great, man. Great stuff. It's interesting to pick somebody's brain that's played in this league and seeing how things are going, because I was listening to somebody talk about halftime adjustments. I think it was Peyton Manning was saying it. Like, you know, halftime, what are people talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, there are adjustments if you're down and things are going on and you switch it. He goes, but more times than not, we do the same thing every time we go in there. We get the speech from the coach or a player stands up and that's that. It's not like you're sitting down. It's like, oh, okay. So we were running the 3-4 in the first half. We're going to the 4-3 in the second half and really going to throw them for a loop. I don't think it's anything like that. So, all right, coming up next hour, final hour of the program, we'll take some phone calls. But up next, it's the Daily Line. Not a great night for me last night. I went 2-3 in my top five. Wasn't a lot going on. And I missed a winning night from an empty net goal with 7 seconds left to go. What a pisser. I'll tell you about that when we come back right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.